He's got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
My next guest has been quoted in Newsweek, Huffington Post, WebMD, regarding a new blood test her lab has developed that actually diagnoses depression in adults. Joining me today to share this amazing discovery and how it can help patients who may be suffering from depression is Dr. Eva Ridai. She is professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Northwestern University. Dr. Ridai, tell me how this new blood test will actually help patients that are suffering from depression.
Well, one thing that can help right away is an objective blood-based diagnosis that should reduce and could reduce the stigma. So no, people no longer can tell the patient that it is all in your head and get yourself together and you will get out of it. And so it helps with the stigma. Now, of course, the next question is, it's always the question, how do we know which patient will respond to what kind of treatment? So in this study, we have treated the patients with cognitive behavioral therapy and then looked at their blood marker levels. So for the first time, we could biologically identify the efficacy of cognitive behavioral therapy. Furthermore,
so right there, that's an amazing accomplishment because if you can prove the benefit of CBT, you may be more likely to get insurance companies to pay for longer coverage instead of just 6 sessions if you prove that, well, this person needs 20, 30 sessions. So that's kind of nice that we can have a actual objective response to therapy to say, hey, this actually works. It's kind of nice.
That it's absolutely true. And there is one additional issue. So we believe that approximately 40-50% of patients will respond to cognitive behavioral therapy, which is not worse than pharmacotherapy, than antidepressants. What we could predict, which is interesting, it seems that we can predict who will respond to cognitive therapy and who will not. And that is based on the blood test at the beginning of this study before they have received the therapy.
That's pretty cool because not everybody wants to take a pill for their ill, and now you can actually maybe stratify patients and say you look like you're more likely to benefit from this treatment versus that treatment. So what does the test tell us about different antidepressants? Can we dig down and see which ones they're going to respond to, or are we not there yet?
We are not there yet, but that is an obvious question. And the next question, because that would take the guessing game out of treatment and become personalized.
Right, which is what we're all kind of heading towards, is personalized medicine instead of the shotgun approach of, well, or, you know, try this medication, we'll see how that works. If that doesn't work, we'll change it to this, or we'll add this on and that on. And it is kind of still very wild west in the treatment of depression and a lot of mental health disorders in terms of what medication to try. There's no real definitive guideline or algorithm to pick this particular medicine first. So I'm hoping that as your test progresses and evolves, that you'll be able to come back here in a year or two and say, we have figured out which markers respond to fluoxetine versus paroxetine versus not medication. So I assume you would like that to happen one day.
Absolutely. I think that is the goal, and it also would help novel drug development, because if we know what type of medications may be good for a certain profile patient, that would help us to identify, you know, which direction to go with drug development as well.
I have to believe that you are extremely excited. You are a pioneer in this field, and I don't recall hearing anything like this. Are you the first lab and researcher to come out with this?
I guess I am the first that come out with an unbiased, completely unbiased approach. There have been researchers working on biomarkers or diagnostic tests, and very, very impressive ones. I would love to work with them to continue that. I guess I was lucky, and I was stubborn as well.
So I know you have to leave soon, but what's the next step for you? What do you have to do next with this test to get it available to patients?
Well, we have to have a larger study just to fulfill some of the criteria for FDA approved or so anybody can prescribe it. It would be insurance covered. For that, we need to go through all kinds of hoops, as I'm sure you know. We have a lot of that from the laboratory certainty point of view, but we need larger patient population. And of course, I really would like to know whether we can predict treatment efficacy with different antidepressants. So that's where we are going for now.
Well, I know you have to leave and do another interview, so I'd like to thank you for coming on the show. And
very welcome.
I wish you the best, and good luck in future research.
Thank you very much, and I hope you will be right, and I will have the luck.
God willing.
Bye.
All right. Godspeed. Yes. Dr. Eva Ridayi from Northwestern was on the line today. And she has developed a test for depression, which is pretty exciting because we have nothing like that in the medical field that I am aware of. I look forward to using it in my practice. I have many patients where I'm not sure if they're depressed. They're kind of in this gray zone on the fence. It might be a situational depression based on what's going on in their life. Many times when people have a little depression, it usually will pass in time. Sometimes we put them on medications and see them back in a few weeks, and it's unclear whether or not the medication made them less depressed, or the time factor made them less depressed, or the fact that they have a relationship with me and I care about them and I gave them this magic pill that, and you know, put this power of suggestion in their mind that this pill is going to make them feel better. So we really haven't been able to come up with a concrete objective test like this before. So I'm pretty excited about it. It'll be cool to see it in practice. It'll be cool to use it to see if someone's responding to therapy. Obviously, I think I can tell when they're getting better. So I don't really need the blood test, but I think what the better blood test would be in the future would be to figure out exactly what medication they need. As the doctor said, more personalized medicine. That's kind of where we're going in the future. Instead of throwing the same drug at 100 people, it'll be much better to know exactly which patient needs exactly what medication. So I'm pretty excited about this test. And again, I'd like to thank the doctor for coming on the show. It was Dr. Eva Ridayi from Northwestern. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, reminding you, never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.